think it is a very significant step in that it shows that at least there is acceptance that there is a shortage, and also the government is making efforts to make sure that, you know, it helps the people. But however, I think their efforts alone will not be sufficient to deter the looming hunger. What I used to know is that Zimbabwe required a total of 1,800,000 metric tons to about 2 million. So that is what they require. And right now we are told that, you know, our silos are almost empty.
What are the alternative means that the government can take to make sure that people do not starve?
I'm not sure in the region where we still have somewhere where we have grain, because really our major suppliers would have been Zambia and South Africa. And right now, South Africa already is saying it is a deficient itself. So maybe we are now considering countries such as Brazil, which then is a cost, because it means you are now exporting it from a distance, and a lot of money will go into transportation.
Zimbabwe used to ban the importation of GMO maize. Looking at this situation, do you think that that should still remain a position for the country?
I'm sure they might still remain maintaining that, you know, we don't accept GMOs, in the sense that one of the major reasons why that policy was put in place was to protect the seed industry in Zimbabwe, so that, you know, we don't even end up contaminated seed. As you know, in terms of hybrids, we are one of the countries that is producing a lot of seed, especially through such companies as Seedco.